Please note that this show is intended for adult listeners and may contain subject matter not suitable for young audiences. How are you guys doing? Yeah, I'm a bit late, as you guys can tell. Well, if you're catching me on the live stream, that is. And, yeah. This is the Brain Stew, episode number 32 for April 15th, 2006. And, yeah, I don't have a co-host this week. I'm not even going to attempt it, because, I'm just not even going to attempt it this week. Simply because I feel like ranting, I feel like bitching, and I feel like doing the Brain Stew like it should, like, really be done. Just all out balls and gusto and just angry at the world sort of thing. You know what I'm talking about. Yeah. I've got emails here. I've got people in the chat. If you want to talk to me during the live show or during the restreams, you can catch me on the Fernet server. So what you need to do is you need to point your IRC client to irc.fernet.org. Join me in the FBC channel. That's all capitalized FBC. If you don't know how to join the FBC channel, what you need to do is you need to type /join, the number sign, capital F, capital B, capital C, and press enter. Once you connect to the Fernet server, depending on which client you use, I'm not even going to go into the specifics of how to do it. So just go there and message me and say how cool I am or how bad I suck or how sexy I am. I don't know. Just say hi. Because this show is an interactive show where I actually get involved with listeners' opinions. And we go into social topics that are either, one, present in news or today's world, or just really need to be talked about or explained to the people that really don't know what the hell is going on. A lot of my content is not only Comedy Central, but CNN and Fox and all the other crappy news channels that are on TV and on the web, and just hearing things from other people and actually listening to what people actually have to say. So if you don't like my opinion, well, I'm sorry, but opinions are like assholes. Everybody's got them, and they stink, and sometimes they get fucked, but that's besides the point. If you don't like my opinion, send me an email. What you can do is you can send me an email. Send it to jaie@jaieproductions.com, and put in a message in the subject line, Brain Stew issue, or something that involves the Brain Stew, and just do that. Yeah, just do that, and explain to me why you don't agree with me, because if you actually explain why you don't and say, I don't agree with you and you suck and I believe that you're completely wrong, and you don't put any factual information in it, I'm not going to take you seriously, because all you're going to be doing is bitching at me, and I'm not going to look at your email with an unbiased opinion. I've gotten emails here from Mattias H. Ratt and Isix, which I will be reading later on. I haven't read them yet, so if I cover them during my show, I'm sorry. I'm giving you that heads up right now. And the reason why I don't like reading the emails before the show is simply because it makes the show that much more spontaneous. It makes it that much more real, and yeah. And Isix, no, you didn't put that subject in your email, but you did send it. Where did you send this to? You know what? I don't even bother. Like, okay, this is the one thing about Isix. Isix writes me emails, and they're like long. They're actually paragraph format, not just a five-liner. He's actually put thought into his emails. And Mattias H. Ratt did that too this week. I'm actually looking at them. Which I'm probably going to have to print these out because the type on them are, like, way too fucking small for my eyes. But, I don't know. Once again, you guys are listening to BPM 81, which is in the background. The reason why I'm promoting them is because I actually like BPM on XM Radio. It's been about, 8 minutes into the broadcast. I kind of started about 3 minutes late, so I don't even know what my time schedule is. All I know is that I've got to quit by the top of the hour because I think there's a show after me. I'm not really sure. But one last announcement. If you want to host a show on the FBC, shoot me an email and I will shoot you the FBC show requirements. Also, I've got some business plans that I would like to lay out. If you want to be a part of that, send me an email as well. However, I will ask that you guys be 21 if you guys want to be a part of said business deal. If you want to know what the business deal is about, you can catch me on Skype, which means you guys have to load up your Skype clients or Skype programs. And I'm going to try to get a sort of a brain stew after party thing going. So we're going to try to do that. We're going to try to cover the topics that I actually picked out for this week. If you guys don't know what the topics are, it's affirmative action and immigration. Probably two topics which you don't hear about in the same show, but I'm going to try to do my best to link them together. So just keep that in mind. And I do have my email client open, so if you want to send me an email that you want to have read out by the end of the show, please send it to me. I already told you the email address. So if you weren't paying attention, tough luck. But I've got to turn on some lights real quick, so hold on a second. It, like, suddenly got dark in the office. The sun just rolled over the mountains just right, and it was like the light in the house office thing went down by 75%. I was just like, holy shit, I can't see anything. So yeah. On to the issue at hand. We're gonna actually cover the immigration issue first, because that is what is in the news, and that's what a lot of people have a lot of opinions about. Now, I'm probably gonna say some things that will offend you. I don't care. If I offend you, then my job has been done. And if I've offended you and you're still listening to me, then I've actually done something that's pretty cool. Because this show is designed to make you guys think, which hopefully I will get you guys to do. But immigration. The U.S. has this immigration thing going on where there's too many illegal immigrants in the nation. Oh my god, and how are we going to correct this problem? I don't know how to correct the problem. Sure, you can build a fence, which, seriously, I think we should have built a fence a long time ago, but not one of these, like, normal fences. No. We should build an electric fence. Like, one of those 10,000 volt watts. I don't know the electrical term for it, but we should build this huge 20, 30 foot fence, and not just a single layered fence. No, we should have like a triple layered electrical fence that has razor wire across the top and shit in the ground underneath the fence. So if people try to dig underneath it, they would also get zapped that way as well. So that's what we should have done a long ass time ago, and not like, oh, but what about the taxpayers' dollars? Well, that should have been done! There is no excuse for not getting shit done that should have been done a long time ago. You should have done it ages ago. But no, we're like throwing money at a war on an issue that is like not even tangible. We're throwing our money at terrorism, and we're throwing money over into the Middle East and in the West over in Korea, and we're throwing money every which way else, and we're not focusing on the shit that's going on in the actual country. Sure, there are people out there that need help, but what about, yeah, this immigration issue? If you don't remember the 2 cents episode, there are groups of immigrants that are from Mexico. I'm not trying to group, fuck it, there's a lot of Mexicans in the U.S. and they will organize themselves in a big group, and they'll be like standing on one side of the border, and they'll be like, okay, we're just standing here and go, and they'll run across the border, and there's only so many that like Border Patrol can catch. And the rest of them make it into the country, find jobs, and work for lesser wages and shit. And good for them, they have the balls, they have the determination to do shit that normal Americans won't do. Because normal Americans are fucking lazy. I hate to say it, but you guys are lazy. Myself included, I am a lazy son of a bitch. I sit on my ass and I get paid about $15 an hour to drive kids around. I'm lazy. I'm really fucking lazy. But you know what? Here's the thing. Here's my opinion on the immigration issue. If you're in the country illegally, I believe that you should be given a chance to get your citizenship within a certain period of time. I don't care if they pass a bill saying within 2 years, if you're in the country illegally, you have to gain citizenship or else your ass gets deported or whatever. Yeah, I believe that the people in America that are already in the workplace and actually doing shit should have that chance. I also believe that there should be a bill or a law saying that, or some sort of action taken so that way our immigration policies are a bit stronger, so that way we can actually get good and qualified workers into the U.S. And also, there should just be a lot more action taken to actually helping these people out instead of just making a big fuss on national television. Sure, you have the LA thing where, what is it, 500,000 Mexicans are holding up Mexican flags, and believe it or not, if you watched The Daily Show and if you watched The Colbert Report, which I 110% endorse, you should be watching them because it's news and it's funny and it actually gets you to think about the news in not a sensationalistic fashion. It's if you noticed in one of the clips where like all the LA people are like dressed in white and painted themselves in white, and there was a joke about assimilation, how they didn't really get it quite right. If you noticed in the very center, there was a guy waving the the flag of Israel, and I was like, holy shit, did anybody catch this? Yeah, I know it's a spinoff of the news, but you know what? I would actually rather watch Jon Stewart and the Colbert Report over CNN and Fox, because it's much more entertaining, and they actually get the issues at hand. They don't try to beef it up as some sort of, oh my god, this is what's really happening, and you should only watch us. No. They poke fun at all the crazy shit that's going on in the world, and that, it's good to laugh. It's good to laugh. And yes, you should listen to NPR. Thank you, Taurus, for pointing them out. But back to the ranty side of the show, it's... Did anybody see that? Did anybody see any other flags being flown other than the Mexican flag? I saw one. I don't know if anybody else saw any other flags, but I guarantee you that other people are flying their own nation's flag except the U.S. flag. Which, you know what? Good for them! There should be flag waving, and there should be, hey, we're in the country, but we really want to be citizens, and we really want to be a part of this sort of American dream. And don't shut us out. Sure, voice your opinion. Get attention. Make them do something that's actually right. And not just, I don't know. there should be shit that, I don't know, immigration is just one of those things that it's like you should do it properly, but if you don't, there should be a way to get into the country if you're already in the country's system. And I don't know, it's like if you want to be a part of the country, then why the fuck not? I mean, all of us are humans and shit. Why can't we move about like the world as we please? If I want to live in China, shouldn't I be able to live in China? If I want to live in Thailand, shouldn't I be able to live in Thailand? Sure, yeah, there's probably some things that I probably need to go through to understand the cultures and various things, and that's the whole thing about immigration, learning the country's history, the cultures, the laws, and various things. But I seriously think that the whole immigration issue is... Number one, it's been beefed up way too much. Two, it's been on the back burner way too fucking long. And 3, it just pisses me off. Because there was no resolution when Congress took break. It was like, oh shit, we have to take a break, and this is going to be put on the back burner once again, and we probably won't hear it for another couple of months. Because it's... I hate our U.S. government. It's so fucking... Hold on. I'm going to play this song because I need to get back into my Josh mode. So enjoy the remix from Brokeback Mountain by Gustavo Santaolalla.
Dinner's ready. Put down the guitars. Twang.
God, I love him. I'm back. I'm sorry. I had to take a break because I was getting way too heated. I just needed a break. And I actually read these emails, and I'm actually going to delve into them because Matthias H. Ratt actually wrote on affirmative action. No, he wrote on immigration. Wait, hold on.
It's 26 after 9, 8, 7, and 6.
Yeah, affirmative action was his main thing. And let's see if I can get this done properly.
Going to start things off about half an hour from now.
Let me see.
You take my breath away right now.
Mattias Hatra, and you know what I'm going to be talking about. I don't think I can do... Well, I'll try. I'll try to do what you asked in the bottom of your email. I'm not going to read it. But Mattias H. writes, I hope this gets through. Pardon me if I get this all wrong, but I've always assumed that affirmative action mainly urges media groups to equally represent all races on television programs, commercials, and in movies and in print ads. The problem I see with being forced to add members of different races is that they always try to hide these people on the sides of the screen so they're not easily noticeable. There was this advertisement for Swiss Chalet, I don't know if I'm pronouncing that right, a chicken restaurant up in Canada that featured this mom walking in on her son's dorm room, and there's two white kids just sitting there. But after she calls for a delivery, at the very last scene, a black person can be seen sitting at the table, but he is in the blurry foreground, and he nearly blends seamlessly with the room's messy decor. If what I said about affirmative action is true, I don't think it's very effective in the way it is used in the final product. Advertisers especially will use varying races, ages, and genders in their ads to cater to the people seen in the ads. Yes, you are in a way, I've seen this done, Mattias. But I don't know if this is just a Canadian thing or what. But over here in the U.S., depending on what's being advertised, it's like you hardly ever see any Caucasian-ish type people in ads anymore. I don't know about the rest of the world, but in New Mexico, it's like 30% Caucasian ads and the rest minorities. It's just that far skewed. It's just that bad. And I'm not saying that this is a bad thing. It's just one of those things where it's like, okay, why is this black woman like trying to sell me something that I'm not going to be able to afford, or the stereotypical African American male is not going to be able to afford? Why is this Chinese person selling me stereotypical Chinese stuff? Why are certain groups being associated with certain different advertising products, and they can only advertise these products, and they're being forced to, like, I don't know. It's like, yes, there is this sort of throwing the minorities in the background, and oh yes, we've fulfilled our affirmative action sort of thing. But let me read off some definitions about affirmative action. And this comes from Google definitions. I just typed define:affirmative action. And here's what I get. I'm just going to read like the first five or so definitions. Affirmative action: specific actions in recruitment, hiring, upgrading, or other areas designed and taken for the purpose of eliminating the present effects of past discrimination or to prevent discrimination. Okay, definition number two. Measures taken to correct the effects of past discrimination in hiring or promotion. Number three. Established during FDR's presidency, intended to provide minorities with increased social, economic, educational, and other opportunities. Okay, that gives us a little bit more background. A program that became law with the passage of the Equal Economic Opportunity Act of 1972, whereby employers, labor unions, employment agencies, and labor management apprenticeship programs must actively seek to eliminate discrimination against and increase employment of women and minorities. Well, that's a bit more than a mouthful. And the last one I'm going to read is positive steps to enhance the diversity of some group, often to remedy the cumulative effect of subtle as well as gross expressions of prejudice. When numerical goals are set, they are set according to the group's representation in the applicant pool rather than the group's representation in the general population. Okay, so basically, affirmative action is sort of... number one, it's law. Number two, it's a series of actions. And three, it can be sort of statistical. And it's this thinking of hiring, recruiting, bringing on board minorities that have either one been discriminated against or could be discriminated against, or have lacking social, economical, educational skills into their said company, corporation, whatever. Which, if you really think about it, and I'm going to read the first definition again, well, at least the last part. For the purpose of eliminating the past effects of past discrimination or to prevent discrimination. Well, in a sense, affirmative action is discriminatory. It's discriminatory against the majority. Oh my god, I just said it. Yes, affirmative action is discriminatory against the majority. And whether you believe it or not, I don't really care. Because it's true. No matter what, affirmative action seriously states that you need to hire these people that have been seriously discriminated against in the past, which, seriously, the whole black thing, get over it. That this generation of black people seriously want to point to, like, the Rosa Parks generation and say, well, because of them, you should give me a job. No, you should get off your fat, lazy ass. You should put yourself in an education and apply yourself to get yourself a better fucking job instead of waiting for a handout. I'm sorry, this is sort of my conservative viewpoint. I'm very liberal, but this is one of the very few conservative viewpoints that I'll actually have. I will not endorse anyone who will not get off their lazy fucking ass and do something about their own fucking situation. If you're trying and if you are seriously putting forth the effort into getting any job, I believe that you should be awarded. Whether you have the qualifications or not, I don't care, you should be awarded. You shouldn't be just handed a job just because you're black or Chinese or whatever. You should have to earn it. And which brings me to my other email, which is from Izix. And Izix writes, affirmative action is a complex subject and often one that only seems to hear the voices of the extremes and the very little content when it comes to discussions on the subject. Arguments usually end up with people calling each other racist for supporting discrimination or reverse discrimination. Affirmative action was meant to open up work in school to minorities and women who previously been shut out of the system, and to a certain extent it has worked. Yes, I agree with you, Izix. To some extent. And for that, it should be praised, but it isn't perfect. But it's better than nothing. But I do have to think, oh bother, when someone brings up the argument of a white guy not getting a job or promotion despite having more qualifications than a minority who gets a job or was promoted. Primarily because of one, I don't know if the source knows what they're talking about. The first guy may or may not have been more qualified. For all we know, it's sour grapes and he's just bitter. He's not good enough and thus lashes out, and the only way he can get sympathy from his buddies. And two, if the white guy didn't get hired or promoted despite having higher qualifications, that's revealing of a larger social problem, mainly that our system isn't allowing everyone the chance to get such qualifications on equal rates. Else, there would be an African American who was qualified for the job. Immigration is a hot topic, and I'm pretty sure I don't like what any of the talking heads are saying about it. In fact, I've pondered it a bit myself and have come up with a radical idea. Give amnesty to illegal immigrants who turn in people or companies that hired them when they got to the U.S. Wouldn't grant amnesty to many and would certainly make the companies or people who hire them much more wary, as such less likely to hire them unless they have the proper papers. Companies or people hiring illegal immigrants or Americans mean they pay minimum wage and have to have basic safety and thus are not screwing anyone over. Crazy idea? Yes. Crazy ideas are my specialty, Izix. Yes, I do agree with you, and I'm going to jump back. Well, I don't know. Let's jump back to the immigration. Yes, I believe this is probably a good solution. Offer amnesty to the illegal immigrants who were hired by people and or companies. But take it one step further. Impose some sort of fine on these people and or companies so that way they don't do it again, and it sends out a message that's saying, hey, if you do this, you're gonna get caught. And that's not a good thing. Illegal immigrants should be put through the immigration process, and they should be brought into the system like they should be. As far as this affirmative action thing, I would like to add one more point. you have the white guy who's complaining about the minority who got the job over him despite his overqualifications. Well, also, I don't know. I don't even think it's a point. If you are, this is my point about affirmative action. If you are qualified for a job, you should get the job, no matter what your age, no matter what your race, no matter what your sexuality, no matter what your sex is, no matter what, you should get that job. I don't care. I don't care if you want to call me any sort of ambiguous name that's just degrading. If you are qualified to get a fucking job, you should get that fucking job, no matter what. And I don't care. I seriously don't care if you're Republican or Democrat. I don't care what your view is. Affirmative action, number one, should not be law. It should be a concept that should be carried out just like common sense and logic. It should be one of those things that just sticks with a business owner's mind that says, if this person is more qualified than this and that person, this person should get the job and they should get paid more. And if someone is in the job and should be promoted to a higher job, then so be it. But don't feel like, oh, there's so many black people, there's so many Chinese, there's so many Spanish around me, and I've simply got to hire X many of these and X many of these and X many of these. Stop it! Seriously, I'm black, and I don't act black because, seriously, I want to separate myself from the black community. And I think I've done a pretty damn good job. And I don't... Seriously, when people look at me, they're saying, oh, he's black, but when I go into that fucking interview office, I guarantee you I will get any job that I want simply because I present myself better, simply because I dress myself better, and three, because I actually have the attitude that I actually want to get hired and they need me. Not just because, well, I had a prestigious education and I know all these, look at my certificates and everything. So what? Show me the experience. Show me that you know how to do things. Show me that you have the willpower to do things. You know what? This comes to a point where I think that all jobs should not only have an interview process, but they should have a hands-on sort of interview process where they test you out for a week. And I believe that if they test you out for a week, you should get some sort of pay. But where you actually have to do the job and show them that you can do it adequately and responsibly and competently. Not only should you have the qualifications, but you should show that you have the qualifications. Sure, I might have a degree in computer science, but if I can't do half the shit that degree says I can, I should not get a computer science job. I don't care if you have a PhD in whatever. If you can't do the fucking job, then you shouldn't get the fucking job. And I don't care about affirmative action, I don't care about immigration, and I don't really care about anyone trying to fulfill some sort of interpersonal need or some sort of business need that they seriously, it's skewed. It's fucking crazy. And I know I'm ranting, and it's great, and I love it. Why don't I do this more often? Because I don't have social issues like this. Issues like this just really make me mad. Because it's like a thorn in my side. It's like, since you're black, we're going to hire you. No, don't hire me just because of my race. Don't hire me just because I look like the status quo black person. Don't hire me simply because you have a percentage to fulfill. Hire me because you need me. Hire me because I'm qualified. Hire me because I am determined and willing to do anything and everything possible to get this fucking job. And that's why I chose this fucking topic for this week's Brain Stew. I don't care if you're over in the UK, Africa, over in Asia, or if you're in the US, Mexico, or wherever. If you aren't qualified for a job, don't bitch, don't complain, simply because, oh, I'm a minority, oh, I'm a majority, I should get hired. Where? Stop whining. Get off fucking CNN, off of Fox, off of NBC, ABC, BBC, NPR, any fucking news agency. Stop whining. Simply stop whining. And get off your lazy ass and do something about your situation. But I can't do anything about my situation. Bullshit! If you can walk, and if you can talk, and if you can communicate to people, you have no excuse. None whatso fucking ever. If you can actually do some sort of job, then you should be able to not bitch. Sure, I'm calling people out. Sure, I'm going to probably get hate email. But you know what? I believe that my opinion stands as truth and it's sound doctrine, and I don't care what you guys think. Sure, you might send me an email later saying, hey, Jay, you're wrong. But you know what? So be it. But you know what? I'm sick and tired of people complaining. I'm sick and tired of people bitching about stuff that they can get off their lazy ass and doing. Oh, and speaking of another thing. If you're in high school and you stage a protest in your high school and some person in a news van points a camera in your face, you better fucking know what you're bitching about and what you're protesting against. If I find that another fucking U.S. immigrant or non-immigrant goes on national television and it completely just makes an ass of themselves simply because they're just stupid. Smack these people. I don't care. Throw rocks at them with like notes attached saying you should really shut up and think about what you're saying before you go on the fucking air. It angers me. And it's not only kids in high school. It's the fucking adults, and it's the fucking people that the news agency actually tend to put on television. They don't put the sensible people that actually explain what the hell's going on. No, they leave that up to the politicians, which, seriously, politicians really need to be shot once or twice. And secondly, it's just one of those things that it's... Put people on TV that actually know what the fuck they're talking about. Don't put these senior analysts and or this expert in this field. No, put someone in there that is well qualified and shows that they're well qualified. And aren't just being put on TV because, whoa, they might have a good opinion that might slant our views towards what we actually want the American people or the British people or whatever people to actually think. This isn't the V for Vendetta sort of country. We're seriously going that way. We're seriously going that way. And it's sad. We are going to a society that is relying way too much on our media, way too much on our governments, and way too much on other people's opinions and not formulating opinions of our own. We are not actually standing up for what we believe in. And if you didn't watch the two fucking South Park episodes on freedom of speech, then you need to go out and BitTorrent them and you need to watch them. You need to watch them. Because they covered the sort of Muhammad thing and they were poking fun at it. But you know what? They had a good point. If we're going to censor things out of the news and out of the media, we only believe in free speech. We don't protect it. And seriously, half of the rights we only believe in. Seriously, when was the last time that you saw someone standing up for freedom of speech? When was the last time that you saw someone standing up for freedom of religion? When was the last time you saw someone standing up for the actual basic 10 Bill of Rights that have been slowly and progressively and manipulatively been taken away from us? Who? Who in the past 20 years has stood up for actually any of those views? Name me names. Seriously, I want to see fucking names. And... you say, well, there's people on the news and there's these activist groups. Well, fuck them! They're only activist groups. They're not doing shit. Yeah, they're staging protests and they might get some national attention, but are they actually doing anything? No, they're whining. They're whining. And sure, you have lobbyist groups and they're going into Congress and they're saying, hey, you should support this bill. And if you support this bill, maybe we might throw some money at you. And you know what? Good, but that's not good enough. It's not good enough. We need more people to stand up in every single country across the fucking globe, and we need to actually protest and stage demonstrations that actually mean shit. We actually need to be calling out people in Congress and in Parliament, whatever sort of system that you're in. You need to call those people out and say, hey, this person is not doing their job, we should remove them from office. And I guarantee you, the more people that you remove from office, the more of a message that you will send to your fucking government saying, we don't like the way that our government is being run. Sure, we should probably dress up in the V for Vendetta mask. And I don't know what the American people would dress up in, but for British people, you guys should do that. You seriously should do that shit. Because you know what? It's a stand. It is a vocal statement saying we don't like the way that we are being treated. This is not what we signed up for. I don't care. Maybe, sure, Izzix, Uncle Sam, get a mask of Uncle Sam and trot down in our patriotic garb and blow up some sort of shit. Well, make sure that people are in it, but blow up an icon of the American sort of patriotism and say we are not going to stand for this any longer. And sure, I might have FBI and CIA at my fucking door, but I believe what I believe. And I don't care if you believe it with me, and I don't care if you send this to anyone. You know what? I'm going to make this available to anyone who wants it. No more. You know what? This episode of The Brain Stew is going under all any person who visits the FBC. Tell them to go to the FBC and download this show and put it out on the web. I don't care. Put it out there. If you don't like the way that you're being treated, then you need to stand up. You need to start a revolution. Yes, Taurus, you need to start a revolution. I don't care if it's violent or non-violent. It should be a revolution. It should be change. And I don't care if you're in a wheelchair. I don't care if you're on crutches. I don't care if you're like 100% well. You should have a voice and you should vocalize it. You shouldn't be sitting at home. You shouldn't be whining. You shouldn't be complaining. You should be out in the streets with a megaphone saying, I really, this sucks. I hate the way I'm being treated. And this is what we should be doing. And you should march to your fucking local office like person, I don't know, you're like, for us, it's like our senators, it's our mayors, it's our governors. We should march up to their offices and their homes. And we should not let them rest until situations like immigration and affirmative action and our very basic Bill of Rights issues have been resolved. And I don't know if you guys are as passionate about this as I am, but you know what? Probably after this show, I don't know what I'm going to do. Seriously, I'm probably going to, like, pull out. No, I'm not going to pull out my hair. I've got a hair appointment on Tuesday. But you know what I'm saying? Figuratively, I'm like pulling my hair out because I am furious. Because issues like this need to seriously be resolved. I don't know how they need to be resolved. I can't guarantee you a peaceful or a non-peaceful solution, but something needs to be done. And it starts with every single person. It's not like, well, this group should take care of it or this other group. No, it starts within yourself. You need to get the determination. Sure, we can have protests on CNN. You know what? CNN might jump all over that shit, but you know what? You need to watch out for them because they will twist and they will skew your words. You know what? Google Video is your friend. If you can't get it on like unbiased news stations, put it on Google Video, post it on some sort of free website and tell your friends about it and tell them to pass it along. Put it in your MySpace, put it in your Live Journal, put it in your Dead Journal. I don't care. Get the message out that you don't like the way that you're being treated, whether it be audio, text, video, word of mouth, by cell phone. Just do it. There is no excuse for you to be sitting on your ass and to be complaining and to be bitching and just doing nothing. Because seriously, words without action is pointless. It is 100% pointless. And I don't... Sure! Send me email. And TC, I'm going to read your email. Well, let's check what email you sent me because... I'll read your email next week. I don't know. I'll save your email for next week because... I know what? People are listening to this live and they're catching it on the restream. And you know what? I'll read your email next show at the very beginning. I promise I will. But you know what? We seriously need to have like a 2 million person march. Yes, to the Capitol, to the footsteps of Washington, D.C. And we should not let anyone rest there. Sure, it might take us a week. It might take us 2 weeks. It might take us a month. But you know what? We should block traffic. We should not let anyone out of their fucking offices there. We should not let them get out of their office until they resolve things. Surround Congress, surround the Supreme Court, surround these buildings of like importance where people actually convene and just stand there. I don't care if you have to send people out to go grab you food. Do not let them out until they resolve issues like this. You know what? That's probably what we need to do. We need to stop sitting at home. We need to just go to these locations and we just need to like... surround them until they fix the shit that needs to be fixed. You know what? That's what they would do in the olden times. They wouldn't just sit down and just complain. No, they would take up arms. They would take up torches and pitchforks. And they would march. And they would actually get shit done. But no, we're all lazy and we're comforted in our own homes on our sofas and on our chairs. And we're watching our new plasma screen TVs and our LCD screen TVs and our flat screen TVs and watching shit on our computers. And we're totally safe in the comfort of our own home because you know what? That's all that we have known for the past decade or so. Where everything just comes to us, where we don't actually have to go out and do anything. That needs to change. We need to go back out there and we need to actually get active. We need to stop putting our government into the hands of unqualified politicians. We need to be doing shit. And yes, I know I'm running out of time and it's getting close to closing time. And I know I've got a 404 to play and I'll play that at the very end as the very last thing and I'll close out my show after a few words. But you know what? If you seriously agree with me, and I know that there are people in the IRC chat, just type I-A-Y-E in the fucking chat room. How many people are fucking with me that people need to fucking change and they are willing to actually go out and march the streets, put up posters, put up flyers, put out podcasts just like this, put out shows, put together material that will get the people's attention and say that we're sick and tired of shit that's going on around us. And you know what? I know that I've ranted for almost a complete hour, and I know I started late, but you know what? This is an issue that has many sub-issues and various other issues that aren't even related to this. This is something that needs to seriously be brought to people's attention. This seriously needs to be brought to anyone and everyone's attention. And I don't care if you speak a different language. Type this shit out. Translate it. Give it to someone who doesn't speak English. Just do it. This is what we need to be doing. We need to seriously be giving this message of, I don't like the way I'm being treated. And I'm not going to sit here any longer and just take it anymore. I'm going to do shit about it. So, with that, I'm going to play Arrow 404. And I'm going to close out my show. And I'll see you on the other side if I can figure out how to pull this up because I... There we go. Give me a second. God damn.
Yosh, bitches. Panther Claw at max power, blasting fully charged bolts at blundering bureaucracies with Error 404, Freedom Not Found. Donald Rumsfeld received criticism from no less than 6 retired generals of the U.S. military, citing the abandoning of 10 years of strategic planning of an Iraq invasion, selective hearing of U.S. military officials, and the opinion that he is an arrogant little git. The generals are of the opinion he should resign. Rumsfeld brushed them off, and Bush smiled the entire time, and once again gave the belief that Rumsfeld could do no wrong. The U.S. has entered a trade embargo with Palestine. After Hamas took over the country and its elected officials assumed power, the U.S. immediately took an anti-Palestinian stance, and has no intention of restarting trade until Hamas is deposed. Palestine returned with more threats against Israel to the tune of suicide bombings will continue until morale improves. Fidel Castro will soon be 80 amid complaints of I'm not dead yet. The Cubans and Americans have been planning for a shift in government. Cuba plans seem to involve Raul Castro, the vice president, to take over immediately afterward. America appears to have every intention of inserting itself and changing the government to a Western capitalist democracy. A $59 million intention which would seem to have all the charm of the rebellion versus Darth Vader. And 33% of Cuban Americans in Miami agree with that sentiment. Exploding cigars still appear to be an ineffective tactic. The War on Terror has been retconned to the Long War. U.S. military, in response to the tactics of Al-Qaeda and other extremist terrorist groups, has planned de-emphasizing large-scale armies in exchange for Spec Ops forces that would be smaller, specialized, and coordinated with other branches of law enforcement to a greater degree. Projections for this war are estimated at 20-year minimums in preparation for what appears to be Cold War Part 2. Iran's nuclear program continues in spite of threats from the UN Security Council. Iran was ordered to bring their nuclear program to a halt in 1 month and decided not to. China has sent an ambassador to try and talk some sense into Iran, but the general opinion of the country would appear to be neener neener, and that they have every right to do whatever they want with their nuclear capabilities. Their cons are as follows. Further Confusion, January 18th through the 22nd, 2007, San Jose. Anthrocon, June 15th through 18th, Pittsburgh. Califer, May 5th through 7th, Costa Mesa. Icon, March 23rd through 25th, 2007, Stony Brook University, New York. Method Fur Meet, September 1 through the 3rd, Memphis. Midwest Fur Fest, November 17th through 19th, Schaumburg, Illinois. Once again, direct all of Republican outrage, Democratic support, and most of all, your entire porn collection in 10 meg segments to slitherclaw at gmail.com. SLYTHERCLAW. And until next time, intensify forward firepower. I don't want anything to get through.
Okay. You know what? I'm going to end the show early. I'm actually going to end my show early because if I go on any much longer, I'm probably going to pop a blood vessel and my blood pressure is going to go straight off the roof. As far as things go, I hope you guys enjoyed this show. Simply because I know that this is a very touchy issue and I know that there are a lot of opinions and I know that not any one solution is right. But you know what? If you have another solution, send it to me. Email it to thebrainstew@jproductions.com or send it to j@jproductions.com. So, yeah. Just send it there and I'll read your emails next week. But for now, I better let this issue rest. You guys send me your ideas. Send me your suggestions. Send me your opinions about this subject. And I will see you guys next week. The show topic is going to be posted in the FBC forums, which you can go to at fbc.jaieproductions.com. Until next week, I'm your host, Jay, and this has been episode 32 of The Brainstew.